I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
When I flip the bird at you, it means nothing.
You literally do it in the middle of our segment.
I'm doing it now.
All right, all right.
106.5 The End.
916-766-1065, or you can text us 7338. We want to hear from you. What weird rule did your parents have while you were growing up? Obviously, every house is different, but a lot of rules were put in place for specific reasons, even the weird ones. But if you have one and you want to share it with us, 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. The reason we bring this up is soon, Katie is going to have almost a high school graduate in the house.
Yeah.
But obviously until Emma leaves home, there are some rules that she's going to have to follow while still living under your roof.
Yeah.
What was one specific one that has come up recently?
Well, recently she's under the impression, and I cannot tell you where this came from, that she shouldn't really have a time that she's expected to get off her phone at night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And
where does that come from?
Oh, man. I don't know. There is never a point when I was a teenager where I would have thought to myself about anything. I get to do this as much as I want.
Yeah, me either.
She says none of her friends are expected to, like, at this time, you get off your phone, it's time to go to bed.
Okay, well, you're not their mom.
I mean, I've told her that 1,000
okay.
times.
Okay.
She believes she should be allowed to police herself because high school isn't normal right now. You don't, like, there are certain days of the week she doesn't go to school at all.
Mm-hmm.
So on the days that she doesn't have school, she's under the impression she should be able to stay up as late as she wants, be on her phone as late as she wants. And then on the days she does have school, police herself and get off the phone at a reasonable time and go to bed at a reasonable time.
Mm.
As opposed to following my rule, which is you get off the phone at this time, you go to bed at this time.
Sure.
So apparently that is the weird rule in our house.
Interesting.
My parents had way weirder rules. And I think I have some other weird rules.
Yeah, yours isn't weird. It's only weird to her. Like,
well, I do have the rule where my kids can't say what to me.
That's kind of a weird rule.
But I do feel like if I put it this way, you're going to get it. Like, okay, so for example, this is how it would go. Gavin.
What?
Okay. I don't like when people say that to me.
She doesn't.
I like when people say, Gavin.
Yes, madame.
Okay, you don't have to say yes, madame. But especially if you're a kid, I expect you to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if our boss was yelling at you from down the hall, hey, Gavin, you would never turn around to her and go, what?
I think it's all about tone, not the word. Because you can say yes, but still sound like a snot. You can be like, yeah. I'd be like, uh-uh.
That's
try
still
again.
Not yes.
But if somebody goes, what? I'd be like, nah, that's fine.
Mm. Okay,
now that I think is a weird rule. Yeah, okay.
My parents, if I left my shoes out, they put them in the trash can outside.
Why?
Like throw them away?
In the big trash can?
In the big trash can.
So you would have to fish them out?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Put your shoes away.
I guess you had to.
I learned to.
So were your feet stinky a lot?
No, they wouldn't be in there for that long.
How do you know? What if
they've been? Because I had just worn them the day before. So when I was getting ready for school, I'd go out. I can't find my shoes. Well, did you check the dumpster outside?
When I was growing up, my very first car was a 1984 GMC pickup truck. That was very ugly. It was red and tan.
Mm. Listen, you take what you can get on your first car. 100%.
So much so, so ugly, that my mom refused to let me park it in front of the house.
Shut up.
I had to park it on the side.
Shut up.
I don't want that ugly thing in front of our house.
That's hilarious.
Your mother's hysterical.
We have a very nice house, and your truck is not. So you need to park it on the other side. Wow. Okay. That's what I did.
That's so great.
In high school, I had a friend whose mom wouldn't let her drive in flip-flops because she was...
that's dangerous. I do it, but
it is dangerous.
Why? I mean,
because, like, the bottom of the flip-flop can sometimes bend forward, and it makes your foot kind of wonky.
Right.
I feel that's like my legs told. And my ankles are stronger than my flip-flop.
You don't want to do that to a teenager.
Okay.
916-766-1065, or you can text us 733-89. Austin from Sacramento, good morning.
Morning.
What weird rule did your parents have for you growing up?
Driving with the car lights on was always a big no-no.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Inside the car?
Yes.
Inside the car, yes.
We had the same rule growing up, and I never could figure out why. And, I mean, now I get it because it's harder.
Do you mean the back,
like the dome light?
I can't find something. Let me turn the light
on. Yeah,
okay.
And it's because it kind of monkeys with, like, whether or not you can see headlights coming up beside you and stuff. I didn't understand it at all when I was a kid, though.
Okay.
So I get that one. Like, sometimes, though, your parents' weird rules are because of your weird behavior. So, like, my parents had the weird rule, Gavin, your cereal box collection has to be kept in the shed.
Oh, okay.
That's a weird rule, especially when you realize because I collected cereal boxes.
Okay, so, like, my parents were like, Katie, stop eating out of the can.
Right. What can?
Well, yeah.
Like, refried beans or whatever.
Let me just get this straight. You had to fish clothing out of dumpsters, and you ate out of cans, like beans of can, like a hobo.
Okay, or was I trying to prevent us from having dirty dishes? It has its own dish.
You're still using a... I hope you're using a spoon. Were you just using two fingers?
You open it, and then it's like... And already, it's in its own bowl. Why would I pour it in something else?
In a can.
What's the difference?
One's disposable.
Exactly.
Okay, one becomes trash when it's empty.
And then my shoes go on.
Intern Kevin is here. Real quick, Intern Kevin, what weird rule did your parents have for you growing up?
When I was growing up, my dad would always make me study an extra hour, even though after I finished all my homework, I had to find something to fill up that hour to do, whether it be typing, that's why I type really fast, mm-hmm. or like reading, or like
he
studying
ahead.
He should
have had you study the English language.
Wow.
And I know that English is your
I
first language.
Study that too.
Well,
did
English
you?
Is, and some people might think, Katie, that's a racist thing to say because you're mm-hmm. Asian. English is your first language, correct? Mm-hmm. But you butcher it.
Right. A mastering of it is not even in your vocabulary.
You only need proficient to pass.
You know what? I think he's got you there. The fact that he can even say the word proficient, I am impressed.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So good job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.